Chapter 2. Almost instinctively, Nikolai reached over to the driver's side, grabbed the wheel, and veered sharply to the right at the oak tree. The car was still moving fast, and Nikolai had a hard time reaching the brake pedal with Grisha's foot still on it. Finally, he hit it and felt the car come to a stop in the deep ditch by the road. He killed the engine, and all mechanical noises ceased. The only sounds Nikolai could hear were the scraping of the broken rearview mirror against the car door and blood pulsing in his ears. He quickly evaluated the situation. The car was shielded from view by the thick line of trees, and it was a few meters lower than the surface of the road. Whoever shot at them was very unlikely to shoot again. "I can't find my phone," Roman said from the back. "We need to call an ambulance for Grisha. How is he?"
"Are you injured?" Nikolai asked.
"I'm fine," Roman said. "How's Grisha?" Nikolai felt for the pulse in Grisha's neck, then in his wrist. There was none.
"It doesn't look good."
Nikolai climbed out of the car, ran over to Grisha's side, and opened the door.
"Grisha, can you hear me?"
Nikolai asked. Unfortunately, he already knew the answer. Grisha was silent. A thin streak of red ran down Grisha's neck where the bullet had entered. Nikolai swore under his breath, pulled out his phone and dialed the police first. Then he called the ambulance. Roman got out of the back seat, walked over to the driver's side and leaned in.
"Kakoy kashmar,"
he said. "What a nightmare."
"A nightmare. Kashmar."